but here I am now, with honest creatures and goodly cooked victuals. I hope you'll let me stay. I'm only an old golden hamster. I won't be no trouble to any beast in this wonderful abbey.
Abbot Appademus patted Mockug's paw comfortingly.
Of course you can stay. I'm sure you'll be a valuable addition to our abbey, my friend. So the white ghost and the giant serpent locked together. That explains Ruggum's story. He was telling the truth. And now, Mockug, let us take a look at this map you have kept faithfully.
The abbot took the scroll and unrolled it.
I thought you said this was a map.
The hamster tapped his paw on the scroll.
Well, 'tis a map of sorts. Serengo wrote down the directions instead of making a sketch, but it tells everything.
Logalog took a peek at the parchment.
Ha! It ain't even proper writing. Just a load of old squiggles, circles, dots and loops. Nobody could make head and tail of that lot.
Mockug nodded in agreement.
That's cos 'tis written in the royal script of Riftguard. Only pure ferrets of Serengo's blood can read and write like that.
Criculus groaned and threw his paws up.
Oh, you mean to tell us that you've held on to a written map since you were young, but you can't understand a confounded word of it?
The golden hamster shrugged innocently.
I ain't no scholar, but I'll wager one day that some clever beast'll understand it.
Redwallers crowded round to look at the odd script. There was much scratching of tails, rudders and ears.
Well, I'm sure I'm not that clever beast.
Bernazer, neither be's I.
The abbot rolled the parchment up carefully and put it to one side.
Oh, dear, what a shame. Well, now, have you anything else to tell us at all? Think.
The hamster looked the picture of dejection.
I told you all I know, Abbot Niss. On me word, I did.
Skipper placed a sympathetic paw about Mockug's shoulder.
Never mind, matey. You did your best. Let's go inside. You look tired. Sister Vernal, you think we can find this good old beast a bed of its own?
Vernal took Mockug's paw.
I'm sure we can. There's a small room next to the Dibbons' dormitory. It has a nice bed.
Great tears popped from the hamster's eyes.
Do you mean a room of me own with a real bed in it?
The abbot took his own kerchief and slipped it to Mockug.
I'll have the otters carry your belongings up. The room and the bed are yours from now on, friend.
Sister Vernal led Mockug inside to his new room.